I am not looking for trouble. I am but a humble gato in search of his next meal.
This orange tabby cuts a dashing figure from his wide-brimmed hat to his rugged leather boots with his deadly sword ever at the ready.
You made the cat angry. You do not want to make the cat angry.
Since his first appearance in the 2004 hit Shrek 2, audiences have wanted to know more about this Puss in Boots. Where did he come from? How did he become such a great fighter? Does he have a girlfriend?
Oh, you are dangerous.
Just think of all the trouble we can get into. The two of us together.
She is Kitty Softpaws, a sly feline every bit as daring as the hero. Salma Hayek is the voice of Kitty, and Antonio Banderas once again creates Puss.
It's embarrassing almost to say this, but it's easy. It's just fun. You don't feel that you are spending so much money as you do when you are working in a traditional movie that everybody is just rushing you because there are 200 people there. It's a lot of fun. Believe me.
Director Chris Miller has been part of the creative team behind the Shrek films from the beginning. He credits Banderas with making Puss worthy of his own movie.
We start with a great character, a really, you know, bold, dynamic, colorful, romantic character, larger than life, and everything just sort of springs off from the character that Antonio created. The look of the film is a reflection of his character.
There's new boots?
No! They are the same boots I wore when you betrayed me.
But... betrayed you.
You left me cracked in pieces on a bridge, surrounded by soldiers. They wrote a song about it.
Comic actor Zach Galifianakis co-stars as the voice of the film's villain.
The Humpty Dumpty character that I play. I never thought I'd say that sentence in my life.
Galifianakis is quick to defend the egg who sat on a wall and had a great fall.
I think Humpty Dumpty is a little bit all over the place, and he's a little emotional, and he is a little greedy, and I think he's a little vindictive, but he is also trying to have a friendship, I think, legitimately, maybe. But his greed gets the best of him. But I think down deep in his yoke, he's an okay guy.
Tweaking traditional fairy tale characters is part of the fun in the Shrek films. The original Puss in Boots story came from French literature. But with Antonio Banderas and Salma Hayek as the lead voices, the heroes become Hispanic. And Banderas believes that sends a good message to young audiences.
When I first came to America 21 years ago, I did the Mambo Kings. Somebody on the set said to me, if you're going to stay here, basically you're going to play the bad guy in movies. In these 21 years, everything changed very much. In a way, it's a reflection of what is happening in society. And so we are actually very proud that our characters are Latinos. And I think it's good for diversity, for cultural interaction, you know, because this movie is going to be seen by kids. They're going to watch the movie and they're going to see that the heroes, actually, they have a strong accent. And that is good.
Mexican filmmaker Guillermo del Toro, known for horror and suspense thrillers, became an executive producer on Puss in Boots, giving the film an edge as well as that Latin flavor. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.